The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
From the past, recognizing the chasodim for the future. Shalom Levracha. We were talking about paying attention to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full of rachamim. We mentioned the idea of the brachas that we say in the course of the day as one of the ways that we can make ourselves more aware of rachamim and chasodim that we're receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This concept and idea that we were saying about the more we are aware of the chasodim and tovus that we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we start living a life of relying on Hashem. There's a beautiful thing that we say every Shabbos. We said, Adheinu zeruno rachamecho. Say this in Nishmas. Lo zeruno chasadecho Hashem elikeinu. Batitsheinu Hashem elikeinu lenetzach. So some translate to say that till now, your racham has helped us and you never have forsaken us, constantly giving us chesed, Hashem. And then afterwards, a request from Hashem, please don't forsake us forever. But the Vilna Gaon says a different pshat, which is more accurate. He's saying, I paid attention to all the chasadim you have done in the past. Just here, list a few of them in the historic sense of you took us out as Mitzrayim and you fed us even when there was a famine. And when there was a sova, you chalkal us, you gave us panosa, you saved us from the cherev, the deva milatetonu, you saved us from different plagues, chaloim roim ravim neemonim dilisonu, you uplifted us from all kind of different machlas. So basically, that's the opening thing. At heina zerun rachamecha, paid attention to how much your rachim has helped us go through all these trying situations through our history and within our own lives, with our different issues of panosa and health, machlis and plagues. And you never left us. You're always with us. We're here today, Baruch Hashem, being able to stand in front of you. He says it's not a request, it's a statement. That I know that you will not forsake us ever. And this is exactly what we're saying. If we pay attention to how much Hashem has never forsaken us throughout our lives, so that 10 years, 20 years, 80 years, however long we're living, so if Hashem has never forsaken us in the past, then there's no reason for us to be in fear and concern that you will, chas v'sholem, leave us in the future. And that's what we're saying in the Nishmas, that we are paying attention to all the good we are receiving. That causes us to have the peace of mind in respect to future challenges, that Hashem's, what we call, track record for the past is what gives us the strength of bitachon to go with Him in the future and have that peace of mind in every circumstance we go through. And like I said, that the average person would tell you some general statement how good Hashem is to him, but he really doesn't quantify it and he doesn't bring it down to events that are happening in his day-to-day life.
Kol HaLashon.
And the only way we'll really be able to build up a real bitachon Hashem and a peace of mind is by paying more attention to what we're having on a daily basis. And this is one of the ideas of the brachas we say every day, like we said. I get up in the morning and I look at my hands, and these are the most amazing tools that Hashem has given me. You try to make a robot that could do everything a human hand can do. I'm not even sure if they have yet come up with it. But it's extremely, extremely complex. There's so many different tasks, which will be certain things with force, certain things delicate, fine-tuned things that we do with the hand. The way it always reaches out in the right direction and brings everything to the right place with the right amount of pressure when it's holding things, etc., etc. Now in the morning, thanking Hashem for the hands, but we have even more than the rest of the world. The rest of the world, the hands are just how to connect to the physical world. And our hands is how we use those hands to connect to the spiritual world. When I wash my hands before eating, when my hand now is going towards the food, it's not just like a monkey or a cow or whatever it is. It picks up something and puts it in his mouth. We're uplifting those hands. That's why we wash. One of the reasons behind washing our hands is achana. It's mekadesh us. That's what we say in the bracha, and that's the source of it. I'm eating now, not just like the rest of wildlife. I'm eating in a fashion that I'm paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm paying attention to the fact that everything on my plate is a wonderful gift from Hashem. The Adishmai that I have to be able to have the means to get the food to my plate. Seat Shemaya that Hashem set up the world in the fashion I don't have to do everything myself. Thousands of people over the world have put in their work so that I should have the food in front of me. Now then the food itself, the texture, the taste, the smell, the nutrients, all the complexity of it. So that's the bracha we're talking about today. Starting the day, and also we say in the morning and whenever we wash our hands to eat, to appreciate the tremendous gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the hands. I'll talk about this more next time, but we have to be careful. The Yetzer tries to catch us in every direction. We want to be mechazek ourselves. He has different ways of also trying to stop us. The Yetzer can tell a person, what do you mean if I'm constantly thinking about all the wonderful things Hashem does for me, so that itself is going to put me under pressure. I'm going to be too tense from always thinking about everything is from Hashem, not just going through life without thinking at all. Kamvan, that is the opposite of what we want, because the second a person starts paying attention to the chassadim he has from Hashem, realizes that Hashem has been giving him all these chassadim, whether he appreciated it or whether he didn't, and he sees more and more how much Hashem does love him unconditionally. And the Mela, one does what he can and progresses at his pace. And the main thing is, if we bring ourselves to a point of being more aware and more appreciative and more feeling the love of Hashem to us, the more we'll also feel that we could put ourselves, and we don't have to put ourselves, we are in His loving hand, and give us energy and koyach, peace of mind to go through all the future challenges. We should all have bracha v'siyat v'shamaya.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.